In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. My daughter Barbara and I have discovered a new television show that we enjoy watching, much to the annoyance of Maria. It's called Finding Bigfoot, and it is exactly what the title implies. It's a quest to find Bigfoot. It's a team of four individuals, three of which are true believers, and one of which is a skeptic. And what is particularly entertaining to us is the fact of these three believers' reactions to things. Noises in the woods, and all of a sudden it's Bigfoot's right there. And it can be quite amazing and even downright funny, the things that they interpret as proof of Bigfoot's not only existence, but he's right around the corner or right over the ridge from them. You know, I've noticed over time, over the course of my life, that we as human beings have a great capacity to believe. And we believe all sorts of things. And if our faith isn't directed Godward, it's going to find its direction somewhere, because that's just our human capacity. We believe all sorts of things. We can believe exotic phenomena like Bigfoot, or we can believe the more common things like, I know I'm on a wrong course, but I think that somehow, some way, things are just going to change on their own. Why do we believe that? Why is it going to change? If we know we're on the wrong course and we're not changing our course, why are things going to change? But yet, people will believe such things. Or we can believe that someone else is to blame for all our problems, and we put all of our energy in blaming that person instead of recognizing how we very much are to blame for many of the situations we find ourselves in. Whatever it may be, we have that capacity to believe, and it's going to be exercised in one way or another. And I think we need to learn as believers how to exercise our faith in the right direction. You know, there truly is great power in faith. There's a number of studies that suggest how important faith can be in recovering from a serious injury. Statistically speaking, those who believe that they will get better not only do so, but do so at an astoundingly quicker rate than those who have their doubts. There really is power in faith, and we have to have it. We have to exercise it. We need to use it in the right way, though, and direct it towards its right direction, its right target. We've got to have faith, but we have to direct our faith towards Christ. And that is the theme in both the epistle and the gospel text today. In the epistle to the Galatians, we hear the Apostle Paul make the statement that we are justified by faith in Christ. And then in the gospel passage, we hear these two incidences that take place, both that have to do with faith. The woman with the issue of blood, to her, Christ says, "Your faith has made you well." And to Jairus, when he gets the news of his daughter's death, Christ says, "Do not be afraid, only believe." See, these messages of faith that we hear in the scripture passage today, the scripture passages today, have great relevance to our life. And let's look at each one of these. The Apostle Paul makes some bold statements in the epistle to the Galatians. We are not justified, in other words, made righteous by works of the law, but by faith in Christ. We have to understand that faith has many dimensions to it. Faith is an adjective, faith is a noun, faith is a verb as well. And the apostle says in the very next verse, we have believed in Christ in order to be justified by faith in Christ. We have believed in order to be justified by faith in Christ. In fact, a more accurate translation would actually read, we have believed in Christ in order to be justified by the faith of Christ, or the faithfulness of Christ. It's not our faith in Christ, but it's the faithfulness or the faith of Christ that we need to put our faith in. See, we may do good things from here or there, from now and again, but if we really want to be made righteous, if we really want to be transformed, if we really want to be justified, the path is through Christ. We don't make ourselves righteous by doing a collection of good deeds, a smattering of good things here and there. We put it all together and now we're righteous because we have this resume of good deeds that we've performed. That's not what makes us righteous. That doesn't change us from the inside out. That's just a resume of good things that we have done. We become righteous. We are transformed as we become spiritually and organically connected to the source of righteousness, Christ himself. And being connected to him and his righteousness and his faithfulness, that is our means of transformation. That is how we are truly changed. So simply put, the conduit of that connection between us and Christ is our faith. And so we have to exercise our faith to be connected to Christ, to feel that connection to Christ. We believe in Christ in order to be justified. We believe in Christ in order to become righteous. We believe in Christ and we tap into his faithfulness and righteousness. And through faith, we are connected to that source of righteousness and faithfulness. That is the power of faith, focused rightly on Christ in the right direction. In the gospel passage, we hear the story of the woman with the issue of blood, and to her, Christ says, "Your faith has made you well." And for us, the message needs to be taken to heart to us as well. Our faith is what makes us well. We all suffer from a variety of spiritual ailments. We find ourselves unwell. And though there may be many things in this world that can help and contribute to our healing, to our growth, to essentially becoming well, tools that we use and are necessary to use, like counseling, reading books, the support of friends and family, and so forth, all of these things are important dimensions, but it's not the whole story. If we really want to be well, it requires our faith. We don't discount those other things that can be tools in our life, but we certainly never discount our faith, which is the very foundation of our recovery. We have got to have faith. And consider this woman in the story that we hear here. The woman was beyond hope, but yet she had hope. She had done everything that was in her power. She had spent all of her living upon doctor after doctor. She wasn't any better, but for 12 years she persisted in that condition. But she did not give up faith. Her faith persevered. And in faith, she pushed her way through the crowd. And in faith, she reached out to Christ and took hold of the fringe of his garment. And as Christ says, it is her faith that made her well. And our faith needs to take action like her faith. We can't give up. We need to persevere. When it seems that we're not getting better, when it seems like the situation isn't improving, we need to hold on to faith. When it seems that we've tried everything, we still need to hold on to faith. We have to hold on to faith and we have to keep reaching out to Christ. And it's that kind of faith, of reaching out to touch Christ, that is what makes us well. Then we also hear the example of Jairus and his sick daughter. We need to remember that Jairus comes to Christ because he believed. He had faith. He believed that Christ could heal his daughter. That's why he was there making the request. And we know the story. The woman with the issue of blood interrupts the whole procession back to his home. And as all of this is taking place, he receives word from home that his daughter has in fact died. And it's important to note here that our faith will be tested. Jairus believed. That's why he came to Christ. But could he still believe when things don't work out the way that he expected them to work out? That's part of our path in this world. Faith is tested in this world because this world isn't inclined to faith. Faith is a thing of the kingdom of heaven, and it's in war with the world in which we live. We have to live by our faith, and our faith will be tested in this world. And so Jairus had to face that reality. Would he give up and give in to his pain, to his fears, to his despondency and despair? To him, Christ said, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will be made well." It may be obvious to some of us, but it still needs to be said this morning that faith and fear do not coexist. Faith and fear are like oil and water, they do not mix together. When we give in to fear, we in fact are giving up on faith. To the degree that we fear in our life, to that same degree we lack faith in our life. Fear is an indicator of our lack of faith. And Christ is clear. Don't fear, believe. The path for us to follow is the path of faith. We must not give in to fear, and we must not give fear power in our lives. And yet many of us do give fear power in our lives. But we need to learn to access the power of faith instead of giving into that power of fear. Fear can come from a variety of sources, and many of our fears come from a world of fantasy that we make up in our own mind. The imagined scenario of what the future might hold or may not hold. And we imagine all these things, and our fears get worked up as we imagine the fantasy world of the future that is not here before us. We need to not live that way. We need to live by the power of faith, not under the power of fear. And certainly to say that we give up our fear, it doesn't mean that we live as a daredevil with no fears of anything. That's not what I'm suggesting here. I'm talking about those kinds of fears that invade and impact our life in real meaningful ways. It's okay to have a healthy fear of gravity and falling off the edge of the Grand Canyon. It's okay to be prepared when you go in the wilderness because you recognize there are dangers there and you need to be prepared for that. That's not the fear that I'm addressing here. I'm talking about the fear that takes over our life, that the enemy of our soul works against us. And that was what was at work here. The enemy of our soul would have delighted to take Jairus down in his fear, but Christ was there assuring him, have faith, believe, only believe. Don't fear, only believe. And we need to take Christ's words into our own heart, not to live under the power of fear, but in fact, to live under the power of faith. Our faith must be directed at Christ. Our faith is not simply facing our fears, you know, just because we believe we won't have to face our fears or something like that. I have faith, therefore these things won't happen to me. That's not what it is. It's not, faith isn't some kind of magic pill that we take and it protects us from any thing that we find unpleasant or uncomfortable or anything like that. No, that's not what it's about. Our faith is in Christ. And it may be, the fact may be, that we have to face our fears, but we face our fears with faith in Christ. That is the point. We direct our faith to Christ. Each and every one of us have a great capacity to believe, to have faith. I believe it's part of our human composition, if we really recognize it. But we need to direct our faith in the right direction, to the proper target, to its very source. Our faith needs to be directed to Christ. When our faith connects to Christ, it is indeed powerful in our lives. When we place our faith in Christ, we are justified and we are made righteous, as the Apostle Paul says in the epistle text today. When we place our faith in Christ, we are made well, as that woman with the issue of blood was in the gospel text this morning. When we place our faith in Christ, it conquers our fears, even as it did for Jairus. See, there is great power in faith. We must make use of that power, our faith must take action, and our faith must be directed to its source, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.